K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State, the final day in January 31st, 2024. If this is your first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, this is all things covering all things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, K-State baseball, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast, trying to cover everything within here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm coming to you here. This is my second to last day here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording to you just after work, my last day of work here, and we're approaching tip of K-State, Oklahoma on the girls' side. After what we saw yesterday, I kind of already called it, and I called it on the previous pod, which it went out early this morning because I was not feeling too hot yesterday, and definitely wasn't feeling too hot. It got worse after seeing what K-State did for the K-State men's team on the basketball side. And bear with me, I'm getting over a head cold, so bear with me again. But feeling much better than I did on this pod than I did yesterday. So look, man, and we'll dive in more into this, and I will record a bonus before leaving for Kansas City, pretty much for good. Yes, I'll be back in Manhattan due to my current my new situation now, but I'm not slamming the door or anything on it, but I'm definitely closing the chapter on Manhattan, Kansas. Really, two chapters. You want to look at it over a decade of memories. And I didn't expect to go this route on the podcast, but here I am. But again, I want to shout out to everyone within whether it's the running community, the church that we went to, I was a part of K-State. Obviously, I've been a part of K-State as a student, and then moved. And then moved away, and then coming back over here to almost live a decade in this college town. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. And I'm just completely blown away. You think, well, you know, it's just another town, you know. These people over here. And look, everyone's different, and we all should know that by now. Look, Manhattan, Kansas is definitely, it's growing. It is growing since the time that I moved back over here, back in 2015, in the summer 2015, moved back after being miserable, ironically, in Kansas City. Now, times have kind of flipped the script a little bit. Not in my own doing. Again, you've been with me for the past several weeks, or really month. I've been saying, you know, still been getting out K-State content, but, you know, been going through some little peaks and valleys here. So, but now with the new situation back in Kansas City, it's where I am needed right now. And that's where I need to be at this very time. But obviously, I'll be still back in Manhattan, but on little part-time basis. So, again, big thank you to everyone, all the folks that I've come across, met. I know people have moved away and all other things like that. I've seen it all. I've seen it all here in Manhattan, Kansas. So, again, thank you to the bottom of my heart, to you guys, to you folks out there. To be honest with y'all, and I'll share a post on this later on the Facebook page. I don't want to dive into it too much specifically right now. And actually, speaking of Oklahoma, this episode's all over the place. I apologize, but so we have K-State women's basketball tonight against Oklahoma. I will be at youth group for the last time tonight. I've been holding it all in, so we'll see what happens tonight. But so there's that in a nutshell. Well, how things have changed in the span of a decade. I wasn't happy in Kansas City, and probably, obviously, with my the situation I was in back then, and now fast forwarding almost really 10 years later, wow. I mean, that's just, you never know. You just never know. That's why you just cannot, you can't plan things out, because, well, you know, you never know. I mean, things get switched around on you quick. So again, it's hard for the work. It's hard to put into words right now, and it'll still be for a while. So, but thank you. But more importantly, though, main thing, though, thank you, Manhattanese, Manhattan folk here in Kansas, for for what you have done and inspired me, whether it's running, school, work, all the above, youth group, all the above, Flint Hills basketball. Wrap that up on Monday. Yeah, they still have a few more games left, Wrap that up. So they still have a few more games. Only a couple more home games left there. I don't think they have the tournament again this year. The end of the year tournament this year, which is always in late February. But ended up wrapping that up on Monday night. So again, folks at Angel 95, thank you for letting me do, for first of inviting me to hop on to your station and calling those games. So much fun. A lot of great memories from that. There's a lot of great memories to take away, and I won't forget it. Never forget it, for sure. Yeah, K-State, Oklahoma tonight. While I'm at youth group, youth group starts at 6:30, so I'm recording this just before I head over there. I don't want to get too sappy on this podcast, but another positive here: K-State wins basketball. Right? This guy kind of overlooked this, but it shouldn't be right. How about the K-State women's basketball team with all the chaos on that side of the ball? Over the weekend, your K-State Wildcats women's team, number 2 in the country, ranked 2 in both the AP and the Coaches Poll. And since 1976, this is the first women's basketball team, K-State, in the history of the poll to go from unranked in the preseason to, and this is from, I'm getting this from Randy Peterson. Shout out to him for tweeting this out. So I'm getting it from him at Randy Peterson. Unranked in the preseason to either number 1 or the number 2 spot at any point in the same season. Let me repeat that again, since I stopped mid-sentence. Since the AP Top 25 started in women's basketball in 1976, the K-State women's basketball, your team, is the first team in the history of the polls to go from unranked to being the number 1 ranked or the number 2 ranked in the same season. And South Carolina just escaped the other night. So, and now, and look, I said this on yesterday's podcast when I was not feeling very well. Look, Oklahoma put K-State to a test back in Bramlage not too long ago, but K-State pulled away late, and now you get the ultimate test of getting them in their own building. So it's gonna be interesting tonight to see how it all goes down. And they've done this little stretch, 3-game winning streak. Really, a bigger streak is 14, right? They've won 14 straight games. Okay. Now they've won 3 of those now, 3 straight of those, without the services of their best player, Ayoka Lee, out recovering from the ankle injury. We suffered during Texas. Incredible. Incredible stuff. 20-1 going into tonight's game in a little bit in Norman. Woo, it's going to be a fun one down there for sure. I believe it's going to be a good game because of the way these two teams played back here in Manhattan not too long ago. So I did want to shout them out. I don't know why I missed that. Maybe because I was too miserable, felt miserable, and want to get off the mic and seeing what I saw last night with the men's team. I kind of called my own shot there on the episode last night. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. That I didn't feel they were going to win that game. And I will touch on that in the postcast, because we're going to wait on the results of this game to do a postcast. And then me and Alex will hop on to do a little bit of more deeper dive on into the men's team, what is happening there, and of course, a historic pace for the K-State women's basketball team as well. So, yeah, man, I mean, you gotta be excited about it. And by the way, K-State women's basketball team still unbeaten going into tonight. Will they stay unbeaten, leaving Norman? That will be the question that we're asking ourselves here at the end of the night. We all said, now let's take a look at the conference standings here real quick. Here's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can tell I'm feeling much better than I was on yesterday's podcast. Eddie Greer, your host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. So K-State, this is a battle of number one and two teams in the conference. Iowa State all of a sudden dropped a couple. Texas dropped another one. So K-State now, if you look at it, has still like a 2.5-3-game lead in the conference over Oklahoma. But if we were to lose to Oklahoma tonight, that could be to 1.5, I believe. But right now, but K-State, I think this is a monumental game for K-State. You beat Oklahoma, you pretty much put them in a spot where, okay, I don't think we can catch this team, right? And remember, one of those, for K-State, one of those was a forfeit. TCU, what are you doing? No players. Oklahoma, West Virginia, Texas, Iowa State locked up for the fourth best team in the conference right now. We're going to go right down the line here. So K-State 9-0, Oklahoma 7-1, then followed up by West Virginia 7-2, Texas, Iowa State 6-3, Baylor 5-3. And the last time K-State was on the road in a hostile environment, they rallied back and beat Baylor. And that was a loud environment. That was an awesome environment there. Pretty much would occur that or Norman, Oklahoma is going to be hopping tonight right there. And when you get the number two team in the country, yeah, you're going to get that. I think K-State, they're going to be up to the task there as well. Costello Sanchez had a big game against BYU. Let's finish this up real quick. Tech 5-4, Oklahoma State 4-5, KU 3-6, Houston 3-7, BYU 2-6, TCU 2-7, along with Cincinnati, and UCF got on the board, folks. UCF, oh boy, got on the board with a win. And now they're only 1-8 in the Big 12 Conference on the women's side. There as well. So how about that? Right there for those girls down there in Orlando, Florida, down there. All right, so where do I want to start off? Yeah, Costello Sanchez, right, had a monster game. Of course, he started, and now there we go. Costello Sanchez led the team against BYU. Since we didn't talk about BYU, and over the weekend due to being getting sick, Costello Sanchez monster game. 7 of 12 on the field, 3 rebounds, but 18 points, over 60% shooting from downtown as well. And Sanchez, again, a perfect example of you get one girl hot, a player hot on any given night with his team this year, they can carry that for a game. Eliza Maupin did it. Baylor, Sanchez, BYU. We've seen Sundell do it a number of times. Gabby Gregory has done it, okay? let's see. Walker has done it a couple occasions as well. So, Ayoka Lee, we know what she can do. Yep, we've seen her do it consistently, okay? Jalen Glenn has done it. Even Riley Glenn has done it. Everybody has done it. So, and now I throw in Costello in the mix as well. The latest K-State individual to carry her team, to a victory. And they had to grind this out because BYU, they weren't letting up whatsoever. And K-State only shot for this game 36% from the field, okay? Only 37% from downtown and 56% from the free throw line shooting, okay? So they're finding multiple ways to win. And I think this team is more, again, I think I said this at the beginning of the year. Either it was with the men's team or the women's team. I think I said this more towards the women's team that if they, again, find Karan, I think I said this to the men, I think, now that I remember, but the women now, they're more comfortable in this spot. They know how to win, and this is their latest challenge now. You're number two team in the country going hostile environment in a team that very scrappy and physical with you in game one. in your own building. So that's kind of my concern a little bit going into this game. Now, again, the difference is they had Ayoka Lee. I mean, she came alive in that second half. If you don't get that production from Lee, Oklahoma might walk out of there with the upset. But you don't have Lee in this game. So that, again, I shouldn't be worried about it. But you always have that in the back of your mind. Okay, you don't have a lead. Who's next? What's next? Like Jerome Tang, we're going to revise that and say, who next? For a case of women's basketball team, who's going to be that girl that steps to the plate and put her team on that back and carry it? Do you want me to have a prediction? Oh, man. Shoot. Whew, that's a good question, man. As much, man. Oh, man. I am leaning towards, for some reason, I'm leaning towards G squared. For some reason, I know she's battling injuries. I get it. But she's had her moments this year, and she's going against a former team again for one more time, unless they somehow meet up in the Big 12 tournament next month. Not in February, but in March, okay? So, either got Gregory or I'm gonna strike iron twice here. I'm gonna go Sanchez again. Either her or either G squared, get her old team back, or with a couple big shots late in the fourth quarter when K-State need it, right? That's bold prediction number one. We're gonna ride with that tonight. Grabby Gregory going to mix a couple big threes late, and K-State's gonna win because of that. My backup, Gisele Sanchez, 2.0. I think that's an awesome performance from her right there. I think that's the best performance of the season from Gisele. So you're getting production everywhere from your players. So we'll see what happens tonight in Norman when those two teams meet again for the second time in what, less than 3 weeks down there in Norman, Oklahoma tonight. And of course, hold up. And of course, we're talking about coming off of what I watched last night. That was just, I even felt even sick, more sick than I was yesterday watching that performance with the men's team as they once again lose to, well, they lost again. Porter Mosier, I don't know what it is. Obviously, I'm not going to bring up the past, obviously, with the whole lot of Chicago. That Chicago thing. But Porter Morrison, for whatever reason, feels comfortable in Branch. I just don't know why. Don't know why, but Oklahoma absolutely manhandled K-State last night. Just absolutely manhandled them last night. So I just don't know what to say about that. Keem McClure put it perfectly when talking about K-State. Now, I don't even put Tyler Perry in that conversation. But yeah, Tyler Perry led the way there, I think, with 20 or 22 points. I'm not 100% sure about that. But yeah, that was just bad. That was just bad across the board. Now, obviously, Houston, I get it. Right, I didn't even pay attention to that here, folks. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday, early evening. Here, and we're going to step aside here before we close this thing. Yeah, we'll be back right for this. Woo! Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can tell the difference between this episode and last night's episode, which has been already posted for this morning, so go check that out. So double dip here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can find it free and available wherever podcasts are found. Happy to be a part of the K-State family, a podcast. Okay, so finishing up my basketball, a little summary of what happened last night with the men's basketball team. That was just plain bad. That watch there. Now, I get it, man. Houston, they had no chance. I ain't watched that game. And when my buddy hit me up on Saturday early, I think it was following my run, he texted me like 11-0. I'm like, I ain't watching this game. I'm out. I'm out, right? So now you have this and Jerome Tang last night. I was going to say, and I probably, Jerome Tang last night was finally trying to search for everything underneath the surface to find a spark in the offense there. Again, you missed it last night. I'm not even going to touch that. Right there. Let's pull up. Let's go ahead and, if you missed it last night, you didn't miss much because K-State lost by 20, 73-53 over Porter Mosier's Oklahoma Sooners, who came into Bramlage ranked 23rd in the country. I didn't even know Oklahoma was ranked. right then. That's probably me not paying attention to them, not giving a rat's behind about it, because Oklahoma and Texas, they're moving on to the SEC afterwards. But, K-State in the first half only scored 19 points. And at one point, I want to say, sitting there, miserable, even more miserable watching the offensive mess that I had to watch last night. Let's see. I want to say it was like 19-9, something like that. I know it was 8-0 after the first media timeout. They couldn't find a bucket. It took almost midway before K-State got a bucket from David Gasson. That's how bad it was. Now, Houston, I get it. And I'll give a pass on that one. But this right here, you're at home. And shout out to the crowd last night. Damn. They were in the ball game. Until, of course, the balloon fell out late because of a lack of hustle from this men's basketball team. The lack of hustle really took the balloon out of the stadium. Last night there when K-State closed within 7, that was it. They couldn't close no more. And Oklahoma winning that run, it's like, we're done. We're done for. We're cooked. Finished. Done. Over. Right? But, again, go back to that. I mean, that's just what it is. And I think somebody said it, either Clint McClure again or one of the insiders guys. I like Brian Hanley. Shout out to you. You, sir, I came on the Insiders podcast. I believe I said it before, but Brian Hanley, because I listened to the Insiders episode before watching the ball game, and Tyler Paris was the only person in double digits with 23 last night, only 30% for downtown, 7 of 16 from the field, and 5 rebounds. Again, the sloppy shooting. I mean, one of those possessions, we're right there in the game. He just jacks up a 3 on the left sideline. What are you doing? So I've been saying it. I think King did say it, that he needs to be better. Brian Hanley also said it. I've been saying it all along. Come on, man. I have been saying that really since early stages of the season where it maybe. Yeah, you can probably accumulate it to, you know, he came from North Texas, and we all hyped him up for this awesome streaky shooter right now. He's going to be his blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I think my friend also called him out, saying that he's no Marquise Noel. He's definitely not that. He's definitely not that. Not now. We should know this by now. We're past halfway through the year, and yeah, Tyler Perry has his moments where he's streaky, but in little spurts, right? He's mostly inconsistent. I'm sorry, I have to put I'll just call it what it is. And so, look, everyone else didn't show up last night either. And that's why Jerome Tang went through the deck of cards, trying to find the right combination to hit up the pot jackpot with. How did I put that in a sentence? Man, I'm fired up Man, I'm fired for this podcast. But anyways, he went 10 deep because, he got to find the answers. And I'm right there with Brian Hanley, too, on the fact that you're not going to get – if you're going to continue to get inconsistent play on the offensive end, you're not going to play these young guys. Start playing them. We found Tosh Manning. I found him last night. He played quite a bit last night. He, out of all people – Who would have thought Tosh Manning hit a 3 in this game? Not me. I tell you that. Tosh Manning hit a huge 3 to kind of get the wheels going for K-State in the game. But K-State kept cutting it to 9-7. Couldn't get close to that. It felt like I was watching What was that recent? I'm not talking about Houston. Iowa State. Iowa State on the road. K-State then kept trailing by, what, 6-4. Couldn't get that hump. Blown out by Houston. You might as well say we got blown out by Oklahoma. Blown out by Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma, they were being the more aggressive, physical team. And we continue to let rebounds just get to the other team's hands. It's just not going to cut it. It's just not going to cut it whatsoever there. Moving forward with this team, it is not. When ESPN, Big 12 now, ESPN Plus pulled up K-State's next remaining games, I'm like, damn, we're gonna get a win, man. I mean, Oklahoma, that was odd. That's a chance there. Nope. And everybody keeps going back to Tech. Yep, that should have been a win there. Iowa State. You get those cards your way instead of their way, you probably win that game. So it just, I just don't know. It's searching for answers right now with this team. Really on the offensive end. I don't know what happened with defense last night, especially late. You know, what just put it on cruise control, let them do what, let them slam dunk it, lay up, and everything else the one they want to do with it. I just don't know. And K-State, yeah, 30% from the field for the whole game. That's not going to get it done. That's just not going to cut it, especially this ugly-ass number, 14% from downtown. Definitely not going to cut it. And the free throws, well, they did what they could there, 68% from the charity stripe last night in their 20-point loss. Another one, and they got Oklahoma State on the road, which Oklahoma State pushed K-State here in Manhattan like a week and a half ago, not too long ago. So, yeah, you got to go back down to Stillwater and play them. And they're probably going to be even hungrier. So, I don't know. And if I look at that, an Oklahoma State, if you look at, take away that, you say Oklahoma State, but I don't even say that now. I said that when Oklahoma State was here in Manhattan, Kansas, okay, they show up, they should beat Oklahoma State easily. That's what I said. I own up to it. I said it. But I should know better than that. This is going to be a hard-ass game for K-State go down there and win. This ain't no reverse jinx. I'm telling what it is. Based off what I've seen the last two performances, this don't look good whatsoever. So Jerome Tang, gotta go through the deck cards some more. I would start playing these young guys. The RJ Joneses, Denny Ames, he needs the experience. They need the experience. They need it. Ames, Jones. Where's Mikayla Rich at? I can't find him. I can't find him anywhere. So, I want to see these young guys in action, what they got, because what we have on sitting on the floor ain't cutting it. It's just not. It's just not for me anyway. So I'm going to leave it right there because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get hot to stay telling about it on the podcast. We're already almost up to 30 minutes, so I better wrap this up and get going. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, you can get it. Remember, podcasts are found. You can tell the difference in a total 180 in episodes from the previous one in tonight's. Follow the podcast wherever podcasts are found. It's your first time listening to the K-State Podcast Pro Project. All things K-State sports, man. Big K-State baseball coming up. K-State rolling, getting their opponents in their location set. That was on this morning's pod. So listen to that. I might do it, redo it, because, yeah, I was not in the best frame of mind doing that. So, there you go on that, folks. So much more. Me and Alex, we'll get together tomorrow night. That is set. We'll do a record a bonus episode, and I will continue to work on getting the Podbean, the other channel where the bonuses will be at. Obviously, the A channel's there, but there's a B channel on it with my host name on it, Eddie Greer. I'm the host of the podcast, obviously. I'll get that rolling. I know I keep saying it every podcast there, but eventually I will actually do it. When I'll do it, I'll upload quite a bit of those episodes onto that feed. But for right now, we're going to wave the chicken flag on this Wednesday night edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer again, appreciate you. I know we took kind of a couple of days off between the weekend and this morning's pod. So there will be a pod tomorrow and Friday. So because, yeah, today was my last day at work, so I will be podcasting quite a bit tomorrow, getting some of those set up for the rest of your week and probably for Saturday as well. So, but enjoy the women's game tonight. Number 2 in the nation, K-State women's basketball team, taking on the same opponent, Oklahoma Sooners, but this time in Norman. We'll see what happens there tonight in the state of Oklahoma. This has been another edition. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer for the second to last time in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We will see you soon. Go Cats.